Oh, okay, fine. And that makes me feel better, for sure. I don't know where he saw one of my power supplies and one of my kilovolt meters. Betty Electric, the kilovolt meters for 30 kV and the power supply. Mm-hmm. And he saw them maybe in an IEEE exhibit, or maybe he saw an ad in the IRE proceedings. And somehow or other we got together, and he was my biggest customer. Mm-hmm. After North American Phillips, he was 30 or 50 of them, power supplies to operate on the production line. In about 1949, early 1949, Roman got in touch with me. Very Beck, you know these televisions are such a lousy. They go for 30 weeks, 30 days or 30 weeks without anything breaking down. It's amazing. We really ought to be doing something about reliability. Do you think we should organize a reliability section in IRE? Well, it was a good idea because I knew, certainly in televisions, was a major problem. And in some of the other electrical equipment, electronic equipment I was involved with. Here's a strange story. Originally, the name of the company was Beta Electronics. And after establishing the basis of some standard products in the 30 kV line, the people came around saying, can you build something larger, higher voltage, more current, and so on? And we began to build higher voltage down in Oak Ridge, where they were on the NEPA project, Nuclear Energy Propulsion Aircraft. They needed a 250 kV power supply. And I had become familiar with the voltage multiplying circuits, and we built the 250 kV supply. The entire industry began to expand in electronics, and at one point, we got an order from the Phelps Dodge, mm-hmm. big cable manufacturer on Rodson River, not there anymore, but it was for about 150 kV at 10 milliamps, and the buyer, the purchasing agent, was very reluctant to place an order. But electronics was known as being low power, unreliable, nothing but trouble with all the radar and the radio during the war. So the engineer in charge of the research lab said, hey Vic, change the name to Beta Electric. Mm-hmm. Then I won't have any trouble with any of our purchasing agents. It sounds silly at the time, but it was true. All you had to do was say electronics to anyone in the AIEE, American Institute of Electronics, and you would get a very negative reaction. So changed the name to Beta Electric and stayed that way for until the company was sold to a Sorensen company in 1956.
Was that Sorensen?
Sorensen, mm-hmm. S-O-R-E-N-S-E-N. And then that was sold to Raytheon mm-hmm. in 59. I think they still have the Sorensen power supply subsidiary. Not too sure about that. But I'll tell you something that makes me proud. Every now and then I go into a very big lab, and there they've got dozens of power supplies, and I'll see an old Sorensen unit that I was chief engineer for. Mm-hmm. After I sold the company to Sorensen, I became chief engineer at the power supply section. And they were reliable units. They still are.
Yeah.
And that's how I got involved in reliability.